Now here is Elaine to introduce this week's third batch of news stories.
We now have some stories from around the county, starting with two pet tales. Pet flea treatments are causing harm to the Broads. A miracle cat has been reunited with its owner after 8 months. A proposed Norfolk tourist tax is under fire. But 450 Norfolk homes will be pleased to have received special oil crisis heating grants. John will read about flea treatments.
Chemicals in pet flea treatments are causing severe and potentially irreversible harm to rivers and wildlife across Norfolk. An assessment by ecologist Matt Shardlow warns the toxic chemicals are widespread in rivers, estuaries and lakes. His review said the chemicals, banned from use as commercial pesticides, are highly toxic to aquatic life and are likely to be hitting bird populations that rely on insects for food, as well as reducing pollinators such as bees in public parks. He pointed to the Norfolk Broads, where all the main rivers entering the park are, quote, heavenly contaminated, close quote, with flea treatment toxins, and there are concerns about a 90% decline in dragonfly numbers on the Bure Site of Special Scientific Interest, or SSSI. Flea and tick treatments, which are commonly used on the nation's millions of dogs and cats, are said to be the main route that chemicals follow to pollute the environment. The treatments enter the environment through the sewage system from washing treated animals or washing of owners, clothing and bedding that the chemicals have rubbed off on. They can also get into the environment when dogs go swimming in water or when pets rub against vegetation or are rained on. It comes after Dereham Town Council urged dog owners to avoid letting their pets swim in local ponds or rivers due to the contamination.
A mum has been reunited with her beloved cat 8 months after the two were separated. Pamela Connig, who lives in Peterborough, spent hours searching for her cat Milo after he was reported missing from his foster home in Norwich. Miss Connig had to leave Milo, along with his two siblings, in the care of Cats Protection in August last year, after fleeing her home in difficult circumstances. Then, in September, Miss Connig received heartbreaking news from the Cats Welfare Charity, who said Milo had escaped from a window which had been accidentally left open at his foster family's home. The 30-year-old mum then rushed to Norwich the next day to help find her missing cat. She said, "When I first found out, I was so depressed. I remember making a roast dinner and it sat there for 3 days. I was so upset. He means that much to me." Miss Connig travelled to Norwich a further 8 times, putting up posters across the city, knocking on doors and calling up vets across the city, asking if they had seen him. She also scrolled through hundreds of posts on social media about missing or injured cats. Then earlier this month, she spotted a photograph in the Lost and Found Cats in Norwich Facebook group that featured a cat with markings that looked closely like Milo's. She said, "The woman who took the photo had simply been passing by when she spotted a cat and thought it might belong to someone. She decided to post it online, not realising how life-changing that small act would become. She then returned to Norwich and found Milo among a pile of rubbish near where the photo of him had been taken, on Oak Street, behind a derelict site." Miss Connig said, "After 8 months of searching, heartbreak and refusing to give up hope, despite how impossible it felt, I finally brought Milo home. I will never be able to thank the Norwich community enough for the compassion and support they showed me throughout this journey. And I also want to thank Cats Protection, who were also incredible in helping me. If there's anything I've learnt from this, it's to never give up hope, the power of community kindness.
The prospect of the region's first ever mayor being able to levy a tourist tax on visitors staying in Norfolk overnight has been criticised. James Wild, Conservative MP for North West Norfolk, said the Labour government's plan, to which was alluded in last week's King's Speech, would hit people in the pocket and damage the county's tourism industry. The overnight visitor levy bill would give mayors the power to impose a charge on visitors staying in accommodation such as hotels, bed and breakfasts, guest houses, and holiday lets. The government said the measure would be used to fund local projects and would bring England into line with Scotland and Wales, as well as several other European countries. Precise details have yet to be unveiled, but Mr. Wild said it could mean extra charges of £2 per person per night, which could make longer stays in Norfolk unaffordable for some families, harming the tourist economy.
Almost 450 Norfolk households have been awarded grants to help them cope with the rising cost of heating oil, while 200 more have been turned down. Norfolk County Council launched the £3 million Heating Oil Crisis Fund to help low-income families struggling to cope with costs as the war in the Middle East sent costs soaring. About 70,000 households in the county, 17% of homes, rely on the fuel for heating and hot water. But the US-Israeli conflict with Iran meant heating oil prices doubled, leaving some in Norfolk struggling to pay for their supplies. The Labour government provided local authorities with more than £50 million to help, which prompted the creation of the Norfolk Heating Oil Crisis Fund in March. Aimed at low-income families, typically households with a combined income of under £35,000 a year. The County Council confirmed that it has awarded grants to 443 households, declined 202, while there are 71 still in progress. People who apply are asked to provide information about themselves and anyone else who lives with them. That includes 2 months of bank statements, details of outstanding debts, and whether they have an oil payment plan in place before eligibility can be confirmed. Priority is given to those who are due to run out of oil and are at imminent risk of losing access to heating and their hot water. The council also takes savings and any outstanding debts into account to ensure the support reaches those who need it most, with grants of around £350 offered per household.